As climate change and natural disasters threaten global flora, the need to collect, store, and protect plants has never been greater. As John Bartlett reports, Chileans are rising to the challenge in the world's driest desert.
In the Elqui Valley in the arid north of Chile, cacti reach up towards cloudless skies from the harsh, rocky slopes of the Atacama Desert. This is the heart of Pisco country, and the valley floor is carpeted with neat rows of emerald green vines from which Chile's national liquor is made.
Mi nombre es Brit Valver.
But dug into one unassuming hillside is a vital terracotta-coloured facility with a very different purpose. Britt Wahlberg oversees the Intihuasi facility, the mothership in a network of seed banks throughout Chile. It is a biological ark for the preservation of the country's flora.
Un banco de semillas es un lugar donde se resguardan.
A seed bank is a place where you store different types of seeds from different species to preserve them over the long term, away from their place of origin, she says.
Nosotros tenemos plantas desde Arica a Magallanes.
We have seeds from Arica in the north to Magallanes in the far south, explains Wahlberg. Here, they have about 28% of Chile's native plant species stored, and hope to reach half by 2035. Once they have been collected and delivered to the Intihuasi facility, seeds are separated and sealed in thousands of aluminium pouches and plastic beakers. They're stored in a walk-in freezer at minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit and 15% humidity. The cold, dry air stings your face when you enter. Around the world, a global network of seed banks acts as a library for the world's flora. In Svalbard, a Norwegian archipelago in the Arctic Circle, a seed bank has been dug deep into the rock and is the centre for the worldwide network. The Intihuasi facility preserves the biological record of the southern Andes, with 1,316 native species currently in storage. About 60% of these are endemic to Chile. Chile is likely to be one of the countries most affected by climate change, with temperatures increasing in recent decades. Droughts have affected crops and accelerated wildfires. And that is precisely why Carlos Furche, the national director of Chile's seed bank network, says this facility is so important.
Lo que tenemos aquí es la base para en el futuro.
This is the basis for our future adaptation to new conditions, Furche says.
Pero obviamente la gran amenaza para los sistemas agroalimentarios de todos los países en el mundo es el cambio climático.
The great threat to food systems around the world is climate change, and that's why working to collect, classify, and preserve our genetic resources is so important. Facing rising water scarcity and desertification, Chile has launched a national climate adaptation plan and committed to net zero emissions by 2050. And in the driest desert on Earth, a tiny freezer dug into the rock could become one of Chile's strongest defences against climate change. For NPR News, I'm John Bartlett in Vicuña, Chile.